Recording.
Hello.
Holy cow, man.
Dude, this was a morning. I feel like I just went to war and came back, and now I'm just
It was a morning, man.
Yeah, I had, like, battle wounds to prove it. I still haven't looked at my toe. For anybody who didn't hear about it on the show, I just skinned. I don't know what I did. I stubbed my toe on the door because I don't wear shoes when I'm at work. Don't come at me. I don't care about your opinions. There's barely anybody here, but I've done this the entire time I've worked here. But I wear shoes up to the studio, take them off, and then they are pretty much off until I'm leaving for the day. Because I sit alone in a room.
Yeah.
And there's nobody else around the whole time. The only time that I leave my studio is to, like, run to the bathroom. And don't get me started on, like, coming at me about walking in the bathroom without shoes on.
Has anybody ever come at you on that? Oh, okay. All right. Well, I won't go down that.
But I'll defend myself preemptively. I don't go barefoot. I always have a sock on. I always have a sock on or tights or something.
It's true.
Yeah, I don't run around barefoot with nothing on my feet, because that, I think, is a little gross. But I don't care if I walk around in my socks or my tights. Like, that doesn't matter to me. I just don't run around barefoot. And so I have had people come at me about it. And actually, it was way back. This might have been even before I worked here. This was, because I actually remember where I was and what I was doing. It was Brian Miller came at me about it, and he'll own it. He'll talk about it. It was funny. Back in the day when I was working at a podcasting studio downtown. And so Brian was on the podcast with us, and I had run to the bathroom with just my tights on, and he started coming at me about it. But I will say, because I actually didn't understand the big problem, because for one, public bathrooms, like, if it was a gross public bathroom, then I wouldn't do it. But any kind of public bathroom that is at any radio studio I've ever worked at actually is really well cleaned. It's cleaned every day. My own bathroom is not cleaned every day, but these floors get washed every single day. And on top of that, the women's bathrooms, I learned through that conversation, are generally kept much cleaner than the men's bathrooms, because he was like, well, what about when the floor is wet? And I was like, why would the floor be wet? And he's like, the bathroom floor is always wet. And I was like, what?
I think I was here for that.
Were you? Was that here?
I was thinking
that it was at the, maybe he, oh, you know, I think that originally it happened at the, that conversation originally happened in the podcasting studio. I think we rehashed it here when he was in this studio.
Okay.
And so, I learned that the men's bathrooms are just a little bit grosser. Because the floors are not wet in the women's bathroom.
They're not that wet in the men's bathroom.
They're not that wet.
No, I mean, I wouldn't. They're not wet in the men's bathroom.
I can 100% say I've never stepped on a puddle in the women's bathroom. And I walk in them barefoot, not barefoot, but without shoes on, almost every day. And I'm fine. I mean, do you wear shoes into your bathroom at home?
No, I try to. The only reason I've been wearing my shoes around the house lately, because usually when I get home, it's one of the first things that comes off is my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
The only reason I wear it around the house lately is because at a moment's notice, I may have to go outside because of Artemis.
Oh, because your puppy.
Right. Yeah. And so I just get tired of taking my shoes on and off. So I just leave my shoes on in the house and I know.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to keep talking because I'm writing promos here, unless you want to pause it.
No, I can just keep on rambling on and on. Oh, so anyway, I don't know if I completed my story about stubbing my toe, but we talked about it on the show. I, throughout all the chaos this morning, we were having trouble with the phones, we were having trouble with one of the computers, and we just have had a massive load of problems. And then at one point, while I was trying to work on and help with some of these problems, I whipped open one of our studio doors, which are the heaviest, biggest doors I've ever touched in my life, and I just scraped over the top of my toe with that door, and I still haven't taken off my tights to check the damage, but it was definitely bleeding through my tights. And so I'm a little worried. At the very minimum, I skinned the entire top of my toe. Minimum. And it feels like my toenail may have survived, but I still haven't looked. I'm afraid to. It's probably going to be a terrible, terrible mess, because when I do take my tights off, it's been sitting here with blood. And so it's just been rubbed around. So my whole toe is probably red.
Yeah, and you can't tell because they're black.
Yeah, they're black tights. You can kind of actually, if you look really close, see a little bit of a red hue on that toe. even through the blackness. It's so tragic. But thankfully, I mean, because some people were saying that now my tights would stick to my toe and like bond with my toe because it had an open wound and was bleeding. But they don't seem to have done that. But I've been kind of like picking them up off of the toe. So I don't know. It's gnarly. It's been a crazy day. Yesterday was a crazy day. I spent way too much time in here cleaning up my spill because I spilt tea on the board in the middle of the Glenn Beck program. So it's just been a rough couple of days. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm doing my best. So.
All right. Samantha. I did say Samantha.
What?
Enough of News and Scott Johnson. And these are probably way too long. Monday morning, just as a new, don't miss for the Khodorkovsky trial as the defense prepares to present its case.
Oh my gosh, did you see the tweet where somebody has a collection of sauce packets and it's in a binder?
No, in a binder?
Yes.
Wow.
They collected them. You would love, so Hawthorne and I get HelloFresh every week. Do you know what HelloFresh is?
Food?
Yes, but it's like meal kits.
Okay.
With recipe cards and all the ingredients and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're super good, super fun. And a lot of times.
Because you don't cook and he's lazy?
No, he's not lazy. I'm lazy. No, it was a Christmas gift.
Oh, okay.
From his parents for 6 weeks, and now it's April and we're still getting them.
No.
They're really good.
I bet.
They're super good. Like really, really, really good meals. And so, but one of the things that they include is like when you need sauce or ingredients or anything, they come in like miniature sizes.
Okay.
And some of them are like the most adorable tiny mini versions of the full-size version. So sometimes there'll be like a teeny tiny like bottle of vinegar or something, and it just looks like a scaled down version.
Okay.
Or like a teeny tiny sriracha bottle. Like, it's adorable. It's so cute.
That was it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got to look at the sauce packet catalog.
Oh, that's what you were talking about. Okay. When did that come over? When was that?
It must have just come over.
On
15 minutes ago.
JDTCNT?
They used hashtag TCNT.
Hashtag
TCNT. They even did at John Justice.
Oh, I even got an at
John Justice.
Did they spell it right? Because I don't see it. Oh, there it is. Oh, Tad. I know Tad. Tad's a good guy. He didn't do this. Somebody else did this.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. That looks amazing.
Yeah, and there's like there's sriracha packet that I've gotten in HelloFresh that is shaped like the sriracha bottle, but it's a packet. I think that's adorable.
Hey, it's Kristen Stewart's birthday.
Isn't it Kristen?
Kristen Stewart's birthday.
Close
enough. You're right. I know. I got that wrong. I like her. Only me and Edward like her, but I like her. All right, let's go into, just real quick, let's go into,
la, 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 la,
so
la.
many tweets have been written today, so people just cannot quit me. It is amazing.
It's incredible. It's scary, actually.
It is. It's really frightening. Oh my gosh. Let's see. Let's just count the tweets. So Brenda, who has been a listener to Twin Cities News Talk
program
for a long time before I got here, Brenda, who now goes by the Combo Breaker on Twitter.
We know.
Yeah.
We see you.
Let's see here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12,
oh my goodness,
13,
oh my
14,
gosh.
15, 16,
oh my gosh.
17,
it's never
18,
ending.
19, 20, 21,
what?
22, 23, 24, 25,
oh my goodness,
26, 27.
Wow. I don't even tweet about the show this much.
28.
They should be a social media marketer, but like actually put it to
28
good use.
Tweets this morning.
Oh my gosh.
28. That has to be a record.
It has to be.
You are a crazy person.
Is this the person that said that they sit on the toilet the whole time that they're listening?
Yes.
Whole time that they're tweeting.
So there's your 28 tweets. Wow. Thank you. Thank you for so much promotion.
Yeah.
Thank you. And then just making up stuff.
Wow. That's insane.
28 tweets.
Oh my gosh. Drew
is off Tuesday, I will call into Justice and Drew to challenge this week of racist BS from John Justice.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No, you won't.
You chicken.
No,
yeah,
you won't.
Right.
We would happily put
you on.
Yeah.
Psychopath.
And our friend of the show, Mark, he tweeted, "What racist BS have you heard? Please cite on the podcast so we can find out." Yeah, no, because you know what? I don't say anything racist. And look, I've had people since I started doing talk radio, I've had people levy... you know, the accusation of racism against me.
But John, pinatas.
No. Never once have I said anything racist on the air. Because guess what? If I had said anything racist on the air, I would have been fired.
Exactly.
I'm a conservative. I'm a conservative talk show host. If I said anything racist on the air, other people, apart from the person that cannot not listen to the show, who listens more intently than anybody else and still writes a bunch of lies.
It's like, do they think that we have no oversight? Like, no bosses?
Nobody to keep us in check?
We're not, like, an iHeart employee who has standards and ethics?
That's what's so comical. That's what's so comical about it.
It would almost be different if we were on a podcast that we recorded in our closet and saying whatever we wanted to say with absolutely no guidance or oversight or anything.
I have bosses that listen.
Who we know we're listening today, even.
And if I ever said anything racist, I would get fired because there would be outrage.
Like, same day. You would get fired same day.
There would be outrage.
Especially these days.
It just, you know.
It's incredible. But John, your intent is racist.
But that doesn't, that no.
That's not how that works.
That's not how any of it works. 28 tweets.
28.
28 tweets. You have a problem.
Like a serious problem.
Go find something else to do. What do you think you're accomplishing? Why are you if you hate us so much, why are you wasting your time?
Take that passion and put it towards something productive.
It doesn't matter. They just they don't. You don't. You need a life. You need a life.
Need a life. Insanity.
I wouldn't listen to us if I didn't get paid to come in here doing everything.
Would you live tweet anything at that level?
I don't listen to our own show when I'm not here. If I'm not here, I don't listen. But I mean, that's probably an unfair argument because I do the show and I just need to take a break and get away from it right now.
Yeah, but if you listen to any show, you wouldn't like.
I just 28.
28 in the span of 3 hours.
3 hours. 3 hours. I'll call in and refute his racism. No, because you can't cite a single thing racist.
You know, that person was listening so closely that they know that Drew is obviously not in on Monday.
Yeah, I know. They can't quit me.
What's it like to take up so much free rent in someone's brain?
I would dream when I was younger of having like a woman care that much about me to pay that close attention. You know what I mean? Like, yes. I would just be like, wow. I probably would run away from them. That's what I would do. Right?
Yeah.
I seek so much emotional support, but if anybody actually went and offered it to me, I'm like, ooh. You know,
No.
Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. 28. So there you go. It's probably grown since then. Let's see. No, they stopped at Rob Dore.
John Justice was
lying for over two hours calling Biden's gun reform executive orders when they weren't. It's so funny. All the articles called them executive orders. So everybody was lying about it. Man, he really needs Drew for fact checking. Mm.
Yes, Drew's over here fact checking you every day.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, I like this one. I knew John Justice of Justice and Drew was racist, but never expected him to defend white supremacy. I also can't believe he cannot read, nor can he understand two different reports that are not the same report. Chad, what are you doing?
Wait, they said that?
Yeah.
So they're acknowledging that you have a boss who oversees you?
Yeah, exactly. That's the part of it that really makes me, maybe that's what it is. That's the part of it that I find so fascinating. Is when you really, and I'm giving this person way too much thought, but when you really think about it, like if you really do believe all these things, aren't you for just a second? Okay. So we're all human, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're all human.
Well.
Okay. We all have emotions. Okay. Don't you? I know you do. Okay.
Too many emotions.
So you put something, you have an opinion on something, a strong opinion about something. I mean, obviously you have a strong opinion about the show. You tweeted about it 28 times.
28.
You have nobody
responding.
Nobody commenting, nobody bolstering apart.
Except for like maybe one person.
Oh, Cozy Denise, but that's looking C23, and they're in the same. They're both.
Yeah.
And Drew has mentioned this before. They're just screaming into an echo chamber.
Yeah.
Did you never like stop to think maybe I'm wrong? You know,
right.
why is nobody else hearing this? You are not, Brenda, you're not the only liberal that listens to this show. And Cozy Denise isn't the only liberal that listens to this show. And I know that's the case because KW, who is black, calls in, right?
Yep.
Look, the Reverend Tim Christopher.
Yep.
Great guy. And he hasn't called in, but we've had exchanges before. I know he listens to the show. Right? We've got Jerry from Egan. I know he's a liberal and voted for Biden. He listens to the show. But none of these people are making the same claims that you are. These people would have just as much reason as Brenda does to be concerned if I was saying or Drew was saying something racist on the show. They see your tweets. So, I mean, at what point do you not stop and go, wow, maybe I'm, you know, or at least just admit what it is that you're doing? That's the part of it that I think when you really drive at the heart of what I find so fascinating, and it really is fascinating because it doesn't bother me. There's nothing I can do about this person. If you're going to tweet 28 times about the show and then just make up stuff and make all these claims, I can't help you. But the fact that you fail to even be self-aware enough to realize that nobody is agreeing with you. And maybe for a second stop and go, maybe I'm not listening correctly. Maybe I'm not hearing this correctly. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should challenge my own opinion on this and actually listen to what's being said. Unless it is just a blatant attempt to try to harm the show. Unless it is just a blatant attempt to try to do harm or to get me thrown off the show or the airwaves. But again, I'll go back to what I said before in all seriousness. If I said anything racist on the show, or if I said anything that was defending, for example, white supremacy in calling out how ridiculous and dangerous it was to put out an editorial saying we have to outlaw white supremacy in law enforcement. That narrative is a very dangerous narrative. If I actually defended white supremacy on the show, everybody would be calling me out. If I did something that was blatantly racist, everybody would be calling it out. And you know that's true because there was a story of a rock show. I forgot. It was in Buffalo, New York. The host got fired, and then the other two guys got fired, and then the program director got fired. They did a racist, they made a really horrible comparison in the color of burnt toast to an individual.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awful. It was awful. And everybody got canned. When people say and do racist things on the radio, they get held accountable.
Yes. And they should be.
We have... And like you said, we have people that listen and their management listens. And so, I don't know. It's just weird. It's just weird. And she may listen to this and it'll never stop.
It's never going to change anything. She's going to be very happy that she got acknowledgement from the people that she's obsessed about. And she probably just sits there enjoying every second.
She'll be thinking more about me than I'm thinking about me over the weekend, for crying out loud.
Don't you wish your wife thought about you this
much? I really, really do. That would be awesome. After 3 weeks of me taking it, Melinda came downstairs yesterday. It was like, Do you have my copy of The Rocket Queen? I was like, yeah, I've had it for like 3 weeks now. No.
Oh.
She's been busy on her defense. It's fine.
Everything's fine. I'm fine with it.
I'm fine.
Totally. Just listen to how fine it is.
Yeah, it's fine. It's my fault for having expectations.
Oh, my gosh. It's your fault for not communicating expectations.
Sam, do you really think for a second that I don't communicate my expectations?
Okay, maybe that's true.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know.
You know me better than most.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
You win.
All right. Wow, 28. That's amazing. Almost want to get Drew on the phone, but our phones don't work, so I can't.
I mean, I could pop in there and call him.
Actually, you know what? Here, I'm gonna.
Should we do that? Should we just call him?
Yeah, come in
Let's
here.
Let's do it.
Yeah, come in here real quick. Come in here.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah. Is his phone good to go?
Hang on.
Is that good? All right, Sam's gonna come in here. We're gonna get Drew on the post show. As soon as she comes hobbling in here. Although now there we go. It's not that long of a walk. She like disappeared. Didn't know where she went. All right.
Hang on.
Why? Why do I have to hang on?
Well, I need headphones.
Oh. Those haven't been sanitized for COVID.
I already had COVID.
Oh, that's right. True. I forgot. You do.
Yeah.
I want the Sam vaccine. I want to get injected with some Sam. Straight into my arm. I love how when you have that, there's a look. You know, if you don't spend time with Sam, you don't know this. But Sam's got this look where she's still smiling, but she's clearly indicating that she feels like a line has been crossed. Like, there's this, she's laughing. She's not 100% sure the line has been crossed, but she feels, it's just, there's this like, yeah, feel like, I can't hear you in the headphones.
Oh, it's turned down.
Okay. No, there she goes again. Yeah, no, that look cracks me up. There's this, it's funny, but I just feel like it's completely inappropriate, but I'm not sure. I still can't hear you. It's like the fourth time.
So much walking.
Why did we decide to do this? I don't know. I don't. There you go.
There. Now it's working. I'm not used to managing a microphone.
Oh, yeah. It's loud, too. You should turn it down a little bit. There.
Am I too loud?
You were loud.
How about I just put it back here because I can't
handle
my
volume. All right. Do you know his number?
I do not have it memorized. Is my volume better now?
Yeah, it's a little better. All right.
You can go in there and fix it again.
No. Don't leave again because I gotta get home. I don't really have time for these shenanigans. I don't know what I've done. All right. Let's call.
Let's do it. What the? Oh, I am gonna have to go back in there again.
All right. Here. Let's just do this. Go back in there. Turn that off.
I can edit this out.
No, turn this off. I'm just gonna call him. I'm gonna put him on speakerphone.
No.
Yeah. I don't have time.
One button. I can do it.
I don't have time.
Yes, we do.
I don't have time. Oh my gosh, killing me. Just killing me. That's just, woman.
Everything's fine now.
Uh-huh.
See, this is great. He has his number saved. He's going to know what it is. John, answer. Prank him.
I'm not going to prank him. Hey, you're on the post show.
Oh.
Are you busy?
Hey, I just wanted to call and let you know another ramification of you being away from the show.
Uh-huh.
Brenda has tweeted 28 times this morning.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And she says that if you're not back Tuesday, she's going to call into the show and call me out on my racist BS.
Okay. Well, then I'll take Tuesday off.
Okay. Are you in Tuesday or not? We've been talking about it. Are you back Tuesday?
No, I'm back Wednesday.
You're back Wednesday.
Yeah, my flight doesn't come in until like midnight on Monday.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
You can't just come. So, well, you can't just come right from the airport and come to the studio. What's your commitment, man?
Twitter.
If it's that important to you, I could.
It's not.
It's that important to me.
Don't
listen to John.
I would not be happy. I have a sad Drew.
I do not want sad tired Drew. I really don't.
Have a sad tired Drew on Tuesday.
No.
I would love a sad Drew.
And would you just?
Oh, I know, Sam. I know. I'm aware.
All right. Well, that's
try very hard.
We just wanted
Did
to call.
The phones ever start working?
No. Sam's actually in the studio. She's sitting in your spot right now.
Greetings.
Yeah,
I submitted a ticket, and so I'm just waiting for the engineers to come fix it. But I don't know what the issue is. It's weird. Like, it looks like they're working. I just don't hear anything through the handset. But then, like, I try to unplug and replug in the handset, and nothing's happening. But you fixed the phones one time, so it's too bad you're not here.
Yeah, I know. I was going to suggest actually, like, swapping the units, because I remember doing that once, like, taking one and, you know, plugging it into the other one and plugging it into, you know, swapping them out. But
yeah,
I believe that worked one time.
Well, I know. So it's both phones in there are not working. And and I know that they replaced the handset on one of them yesterday. I don't think that they replaced both of them, but... Either way, I mean, hopefully they'll swing by and take a look at it.
Yeah, apparently somebody like spilled tea in there yesterday or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who would do that.
I don't know anything about that.
Drew got a call from
me. This is the first I'm hearing about him. I'm hearing of this.
That's not true at all. I called Drew in a panic because as soon as it happened, I tried to find the engineer.
What is he going to do?
And it was funny because I felt like I was talking to Don in Burnsville because I'm constantly trying to like interject. Like, I'm Sam. Sam was just going. She's like, I don't know how it happened. I'm all the time, and it never happened. And it happened just once, and it's cutting out. I don't know why. Nothing's coming in on the. Sam.
I was in such a panic, but it all worked out okay. And Drew,
well,
I even
really,
got to it worked out fine.
The phones didn't. The phones aren't working.
Well, I don't think that's not related to the board. I didn't get the phones wet. But everything got really thoroughly cleaned. The studio is beautiful. It's all been scrubbed and cleaned and just very nice.
Yeah, but animals are put away and all kinds of stuff. So all right, man. Well, I've been trying to get out of here and Sam hasn't let me, so I'm gonna let you go.
Sorry.
All right, well, I'm in the middle of eating breakfast, so I appreciate it.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, get back in there. We can send me the promo back, by the way, because it's not showing up on my phone for some reason.
Weird. Okay.
I think it's because I did it on my laptop and it hasn't transferred over to my phone.
Let's see here.
Or we can just record them right here and you can just put them together.
Yeah. Maybe.
You need to make a decision because I told Kyle I would be home before 10.
I'm going to get up because I have to check the length on the morning daily.
Okay, go. I thought I did. Did you not get it? Yeah, just email it back to me.
Please. And thank you.
I don't have them.
You don't?
Not in my work email or in my Yahoo.
All right, let me see what happened.
Otherwise, I would. That might be why they're not in yours.
Because I didn't. I don't think I hit send.
Oh. Ew.
Here they come to be done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
La, 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 la. Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Ignore the Friday. That should be Monday.
Coming up on the Not Friday edition.
Just coming up Monday on Justice and Drew.
Morning Daily promo.
Okay.
Coming up Friday. Oh, dang it. Coming up Monday morning on Justice and Drew.
Is the Biden administration and congressional Dems making a huge mistake pushing their leftist agenda? We'll discuss with Andrew Langer, plus further coverage of the Chauvin trial with Channel 4's Jason DeRussia and from Alpha News, Scott Johnson.
Justice and Drew, live and local, 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk.
Was that voice cracked too?
No.
Okay. How long was that?
25
minutes long.
Well, it wasn't 25 minutes long. 16.8.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
We should have recorded a really, really long daily promo so that it was more work for Drew.
Wow. Are you still recording this post show?
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
I'll say it. I'd say it to him.
I know you would. And he would expect it.
Ready?
Yep.
You're listening to the Rush Limbaugh program.
Don't miss. Sorry. Go ahead and do it again.
You're listening to the Rush Limbaugh program.
Monday morning on Justice and Drew. Don't miss our further coverage of the Derek Chauvin trial at 8 a.m. as the defense prepares to present its case.
Listen live 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk. I couldn't, like, find my place. Sorry. You're listening to Sean Hannity.
Monday morning on Justice and Drew. Do not miss our further coverage of the Derek Chauvin trial at 8 a.m. as the defense prepares its case.
Listen live 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk. You're listening to Joe Pags.
Monday morning on Justice and Drew. The defense in the Derek Chauvin trial is getting ready to present its case. Listen to our coverage at 8 a.m.
Listen live 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk. You're listening to Buck Sexton.
And Monday morning on Justice and Drew, as the defense prepares to present its case in the Chauvin trial, do not miss our coverage at 8 a.m.
Listen live 6 to 9, Twin Cities News Talk. We're done.
Yay!
You can leave now.
Bye.